At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right. Ugly reality.
What's that?
Since October 13th, the Commanders and Wizards have played 19 games. They're 1-18.
Yeah.
So that was from Pete Haley, by the way. I saw that on Twitter last week.
I saw that.
The Commanders have 6 games left on the season.
Tell Pete worry about golf losing some damn tournaments.
Commanders have 6 games left. We can rattle them off for you. I think everybody's aware who they're playing. Starting with Denver this Sunday night, then at Minnesota, then 4 straight NFC East games. The Wiz play tomorrow night in the NBA Cup. I'm sure you're fired up for that. I know Chris Russell is. The Wiz have...
They're doing that half season stuff again?
Yeah, it's bizarre. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The Wizards have 14 games remaining in 2025, Brian. The Commanders have 6.
Yeah.
Who will win more games between now and the new year? And I'm counting the Philly game, understanding it's like January 3rd.
Commanders.
The Wiz have 14 cracks at the apple.
I mean, they had already 19 cracks at the apple. Now they got 1.
You think the Commanders will win more of the final 6 than the Wiz will
if
of the final 14?
They're going to beat the Wizards.
I agree with you. If they get to 3, I think they win this contest.
I'm thinking they're going to get 3.
Who do you have them beating?
I think Dallas going. They're gonna get Dallas on the last one. They get one of the Eagles games, and give me the other people again. I know he's playing Denver.
Denver at Minnesota. Then it is New York.
Yeah, Giants. There you go. Bam.
All right. Commanders have 6 games left. The Wiz have 14 before the end of the year. Who gets more wins, Jeffrey?
Commanders.
With 3 also?
Yep.
They got 3 so far in 11 games.
The only reason why I say that, JP, is because...
Speaking into existence?
Nah, it's just like the Wizards will be in the game. And then when that late third, fourth quarter hit, it's all over.
I think every move made is to make sure that they don't win the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Ryan the Stallion joining us, pitching in because White Brian's on his ninth vacation of the year. Stallion, who's winning more games? Commanders have 6 left. Wiz have 14 before the end of the year.
It's got to be the Wizards, right? I mean,
the math. The I math. Don't know.
Yeah, like I'm not a math guy. I think none of us are math guys in here, but I feel as if the math.
I'm a math guy.
Okay.
Don't put me with you and JP.
Okay, but fine.
Dude, the Wiz are 1-15. They've lost 11. They've lost 14 in a row. So I'm not sure the math demands that it's the
That's
Wiz.
That's what I was about to say. I didn't have to take entry level math in college, but they didn't already have 16 games and been getting smoked. I don't think nothing's going to change the last 15.
But the NBA is so streaky, though. Like they're going to win a game eventually.
Kind of like Stallion. 2 years off, 2 years on.
See? Then you get hot, and then you get hot, and then all of a sudden it starts to pile up a little bit. So I'm going to say the Wizards.
We're going to let people weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Washington has 6 games left. The Wizards have 14 games left this year. Who's going to win more? I'm going to go to the professor here. So far, it's 2 vote Skins, 1 vote Wiz. Landfill, where are you?
I think it'll be the Commanders. I think they could win 2 more games this year. And I think that could be enough to beat out the Wizards, honestly.
I think I'm with Landfill. I hope you're right, Brian. I very much can understand why Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, I think they're going to put, not that they wouldn't, but like the notion of like, oh, there's 6 games left, the playoffs are over, that ain't what they're preaching Ashburn.
Listen, bro. Dan know, and Adam knows the love that they have built up in this town. They understand that a lot of disappointed fans right now, the last thing they want is people to think that they didn't try to win this thing. They're finna go at it. They're about to go out and play.
You know who wants them to win? Josh Harris.
Hell yeah.
And you know what they can't afford a ton of? Not a lot of coaches could survive a 9-game losing streak in the NFL. Yeah. Not a lot of GMs get the green light when you go 4-13. Like, they need some wins.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I believe that they're going to approach it that way. I think Josh is a smart enough owner to know what he has in Jaden and understands how the injuries piled up. I also believe Josh understands, and the whole ownership crew, they understand how close they were last year. And look, they understood, let's try and do this thing. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think they now look at it and they go, okay, the injuries killed that. So we got to let's try and save some face by playing strong down the stretch. We'll get back at it. But I don't think they're ready to make a complete change this quick.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, I agree with you. But at some point, you got to win some games too. Jeffrey, you had something to add.
Yes, I'm wilding out. 9-8. Finish the season. Let's do it.
Oh, you got him going 6-0 down the stretch here.
Let's go. I seen that. I seen Jaden post the Dark Knight when he had to climb out the wall.
I love that people are acting like they can't figure out what that Instagram post is about. It's pretty damn obvious. We're stuck in a hole and we're going to climb our way out. What is the other interpretation of that?
I'm not going to say that. Some people just don't understand everything. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. But like I said, They merely adopted the dart. JD5 was born in it. Let's get it, baby. 9-8.
All right. Phones are open. 800-636-1067. I'll take the under on 9-8, but I hope Jeff's right. I think it matters for this team to play good football down the stretch here. In some ways, they need validation of the plan they put together, of the team they thought they were putting on the field to be a playoff Super Bowl contender. And once the injuries piled up, that validation was impossible to capture. But, like, if you have 6 games left and you're able to play good ball and remind everybody, yo, that was the plan, that will go a long way.
Hell yeah, it will.
I also realize I have a bet. I have a $100 bet with Ahmed. Ovechkin goals or Wizards wins? And I took the Wiz.
I took the goals.
As of now, Ovi has 10 goals and the Wiz have 1 win.
You're in trouble, dog. I think you're going to lose that one.
Doesn't seem good.
Buyout. Offer him a buyout right now. Give him $55 to $60. Just get out of it.
$30 to buy my way out of it.
Nah, you got to do half or more.
We'll see. Ovi missed some time last year.
And he still broke the record.
Our friend Charlie is in College Park.
What up, Charlie?
Charlie, who's going to win more, the Wiz or the Commanders?
Commanders, 3-3. I'll tell you something else real quick. This is you guys aren't working Thursday, are you?
No.
Okay. Can I get a reverse bleep for Jera? It's a conciliatory bleep.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. We're gonna do it on Wednesday.
Oh, really? Okay. I gotta do it early. Jera, I'm gonna assume that you're listening. You're always listening, like a good listener. Jera, I'm gonna give you a piece of advice. You use the word bastard very freely. And I would admit to being technically a bastard. My parents never married. Jera, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to say bastard to the wrong person, and you may end up face down. Jera, stop doing that, man. Your punk-ass Cowboys won last night, though. It would have been worse if they called that holding on Philly. Y'all have a great holiday and be safe, okay?
All right, man.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye. A lot going on in the world. Mike is in Alexandria. Mike, who gets more wins? The Wizards have 14 games left in 2025. Washington has 6.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? It's sad that we're having this conversation. Yeah, but that's what we're dealing with now. But I got to go with the math. I got to go with the Wiz, man. 14 games, like, I don't know if the Commanders are going to go 3-3, 2-4. I don't know. Health, you know, is a factor, but there's just too many games and opportunities more for the Wiz to get it. So I can't believe we're having this convo, but, yeah, I got to go Wiz, Ben.
All right.
This conversation
they've had 15
suck.
So far. They got one win.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I feel that. So, you know, it's an interesting convo to have right now. But
all right, so the Wiz.
It's tough, man.
The Wiz next game is tomorrow night at home against Atlanta.
Okay.
I haven't been to a Wiz game yet. I'd like to get to one. Mike, thanks for the call, dude. Why is there no points? Why is there no spread for Wiz Hawks tomorrow night? Is there an injury question?
Probably they're looking at it and saying, nah, man, they ain't really trying to win.
Well, B, I wonder this, since we're considering the math. Like, Washington is a touchdown underdog this week to Denver.
Okay.
I don't believe Washington, honestly, the way J.J. McCarthy's playing right now, especially if Jaden's back, I think Washington has a chance to beat Minnesota. I get that that's a tough place to play. The only games they could be considered favorites in, at Minnesota, at the Giants.
Possibly.
Like, I don't know what the Jackson Dart situation is. Like, I don't think the Wiz will be favored in any of the 14 games remaining this year, right?
Yeah. Maybe not.
I can't imagine
them being favored.
We need a math guy to run this. Have the Wiz been favored in any game this year, and will they? Has any team gone 82 games as underdogs?
There's a lot of them been double digits, though.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Everybody's getting geared up for Thanksgiving. Tell you what. Tuesday is the day where the traffic sucks the most. Today was chill.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are just relaxing, man.
Yeah, it was real chill today.
Dude, I don't know if this is the situation throughout the area, but do you know in Montgomery County? Listen to this. Montgomery County schools yesterday and today are half days, and then tomorrow they're off. Is that the least efficient?
Today they half day?
Today and yesterday were half days, and tomorrow they're off. Those kids, I was a student once upon a time. You don't do anything on half days. And then you put back-to-back half days, knowing you're going into a four-day weekend or whatever. Those kids ain't learning bleep.
They learning.
No way.
Jay, you didn't go to class.
In middle school, I went to class, B. Like in elementary school, I went to class. Half days was like, all right. 2-hour recess and let's watch a movie.
Like, the kids today are weird compared to like when we grew up. We didn't want to go. They want to go to school.
I don't know. I was blown away by that. But when you know that the schools are kind of out, I think it helps the like roads be a lot lessened because there's just nobody around. So I enjoyed that. I also wanted to shout out, you heard Earl Forsey in the update there talk about the Terps got a big win last night over UNLV. Bees, if you're listening, We did have a $1,000 straight up bet on that game. I'm not sure if you remember that, but
he won't remember that.
I'm pretty sure we did. I don't know how he couldn't remember. So Maryland now plays this game. I might actually watch Terps. I understand it was Vegas, and I understand television, and they want round the clock. The game started at midnight last night. There was just, for an East Coast audience, that's midnight on a Monday is pretty tough to pull off. Now, tonight, they play at 9:30 is the tip.
You're going to still be asleep. You're just old, Jay.
I'm going out for dinner tonight, Brian. You know my boy Parker?
Yeah, and Parker, get ready. He's going to try to sneak out on you.
Early birthday celebration for him. We're going to the Palm on 19th Street. Shout out to the Palm.
Oh, I like the Palm.
I love the Palm. You can come join us if you want.
I'll be at DC Prime.
Oh, you got DC Prime? Carlos might be setting me up with an old school Redskins Christmas tree ornament. He posted on Instagram. He's got a ton of them. I was like, I'll take one. My kids will love it. So the Terps tonight play Gonzaga. Gonzaga has become a real blue blood of college basketball. They're ranked 12th in the country. Do you want to guess the point spread, Maryland-Gonzaga tonight in Vegas? Hoops.
Gonzaga-Maryland. Gonzaga's favorite?
Oh, yeah.
By 10.
Two touchdowns.
14? Dizam. Yeah, dude. I probably need that dude to come earlier, the one that committed, right?
Baba
need to come earlier.
And Maryland got another commitment last night that I was legit kind of shocked by this. Quincy Wilson, the Olympic sprinter. I mean, the kid's a world-class athlete. He had all the hats lined up. He had, I don't know the biggest track programs in the country, but I assume.
Baylor's one of them. They've been there ever since before you knew.
Nobody had heard of Baylor until RG3. Nah. That's just the facts.
No. Michael Johnson.
He's fast.
The 400 meters.
Do you have a single
Johnny
favorite?
Johnny Thomas.
Do you have a single favorite Olympic moment? Because that's mine.
When he ran with them gold shoes on.
In Atlanta, dude.
And took them off because he said they were too hot.
Dude, that was.
He was smoking.
That was it for me. I've always loved the track and field.
Track and field takes over for me.
Me too. Michael Johnson was a bad dude. But Quincy Wilson had Texas A&M, UCLA, USC, I think South Carolina, and then Maryland. He had all the hats lined up. And my man's got a flair for the dramatic, dude. He stood up and started to put the hats on, and people started going nuts. Then he took it off and threw it away. And he did that with all of them until he got to the Maryland hat. It was very cool, very exciting.
I like when people decide, I'm going to go where I want to go. Might stay home this time. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right. I also got this piece of information. We talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets and why are they the Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
It honors the Ohio Civil War history. Specifically, the Ohio troops, I guess, wore blue jackets during the Civil War. And that's why they're the Blue Jackets. So
I'm on a blue jacket this morning. I'm a blue jacket?
I guess you are, B.
All right.
All right. I wanted to have a discussion. We're aware of Washington's season has been bad. We're not going to sugarcoat that. They also have a number of expiring free agent contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go through some of these lists. Who would you want back? And then try to consider age, production, cost, right?
Okay.
Top of the list, a guy they traded for that I still think the trade has been a success, even though the numbers have been down in kind of the second half of the season. Deebo Samuel is going to be a free agent. What's your interest level in Deebo?
That comes down to price. Point blank.
I think he's been a good fit in the locker room. Guys seem to like him.
He has been.
I think that comes down to price, too. I think if it works and Deebo works for you, awesome. But at some point, this team needs to get younger and faster. Deebo will turn 30 in January.
Mm-hmm.
Deebo is a hell of a football player, but he's not necessarily a speed, stretch the field type guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, to your point, comes down to price.
Yeah.
And what do you make of the are you aware of all this Brandon Ayuk stuff?
I've heard about it.
So it sure looks like he's not going to be with the Niners anymore, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to get out of the contract like they want to do, they're going to have to cut him.
Because
they're going to void the contract.
Okay.
Which would mean unrestricted free agency. Mm-hmm. We all know Ayuk and Jaden are tight. They played together in college at Arizona State. Ayuk is more of that natural speedster on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really been productive in 2 years. Hasn't played this year. Last year, he had the big knee injury after the holdout. 2 years ago, though, in 22 and 23, he went over 1,000 yards both seasons, had 15 touchdowns over those 2 years. What would your interest level be in Ayuk?
I have interest, but then again, you got to realize if a guy has an injury history, that comes down to price again.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do you have any concerns with all the BS going on out there? And let's be real, we don't know exactly. Do you have any concerns about the BS that has surrounded Ayuk? How he handled the holdout, how he's handled this season. The fact that they're able to void guaranteed money.
How would they be able to void it? They got to prove that he didn't try to get better. That's going to be hard as hell to prove.
Because he missed a ton of stuff is the short version. Like, by all accounts, they're going to be able to do it. You know how the PA stands up for players. Like, they don't let guys' contracts get voided. They're going to be able to void guaranteed money per the reporting.
That's the reporting.
So to be able to do that.
But that's a one-sided report right now. His agent, and I'm sure his lawyers are probably looking at this thing, got some stuff on the 49ers as well. They were doing some stuff. Maybe they look like they didn't want to sign him. Then they signed him. He got hurt. And a lot of people get pissed because you got hurt, as if you could just go out there and say, I'm going to get hurt today. So I don't know.
So Ayuk has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed 15 years ago. Mm. I'm sorry, 15 months ago, rather.
I want to see him be able to do it. I hear what you're saying. I don't accept that they're going to be able to just do it that easily. That's so all I'm saying.
Michael Silver reported he was absent.
That dude that used to be with Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't believe the story completely.
So here's, keep this in mind with Ayuk, per the reporting. I'm reading from Mike Silver. Ayuk, who suffered a severe knee injury in October of 24, was expected to be back on the field by now. However, he has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth, in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed. I want your reaction to this, B, because I find this pretty damn interesting. Ayuk has chosen not to challenge this via an official grievance through the NFL Players Association.
That's stupid.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's pretty surprising.
That's surprising, or he got a somebody already talked to that he's going to go sign with.
Maybe he really just wants to be a free agent, but if you really wanted to be a free agent, dog, $25 million guarantees.
He better be able to still play. That's all I can say, because that's all that matters. If he can play, he can probably get through this. If he can't play, he's going to have a problem.
Well, dude, wouldn't you think the next deal he's going to have to sign, whatever the contract, whatever the agent may say, it's only going to have guaranteed money on 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And the guarantees aren't going to be higher than the 25 he was due.
Didn't know if he's an unrestricted free agent and he comes out and he starts showing he's capable.
He'll get more than 25 guaranteed?
If he has the ability of what he had before, you never know, Jay. This league is weird, dog.
True. That whole situation to me just seems weird. I wonder if the knee injury is bigger than it.
If the knee injury is bigger, then he won't get it. But if everything works out and he can still run routes and do like he did, somebody's going to give him a chance. It happens all the time.
Dude, Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told NFL Players Association representatives that he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end. Ayuk did not respond to a text message seeking comment. His agent, Ryan Williams, declined to comment.
All I know is if he...
$25 million guaranteed.
If anybody here wants to talk to him, he better be healthy.
So he would hit the open market with real questions about the health of his right knee. He tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus October 20th, 24. Mm. So that's over a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
According to the report, and again, it's reporting, Numerous members of the organization, including some Niners players, have reached out to Ayuk in recent weeks in an unsuccessful attempt to bring him back onto the field.
People in San Fran?
Yeah, like fellow teammates. I don't know, man. That seems messy. Now things get messy and then they get cleaned up. If you had to pick, Debo's been largely healthy. He had the toe injury, the heel injury, he missed a game. Would you rather have Debo or Ayuk? Because I don't think they're going to have both.
I like Debo. Debo could do more of a Debo.
I think they, I agree with that, by the way. You got to add speed somewhere. All right, continuing on the actual unrestricted free agents for Washington. Would you want Eckler back?
Price, once again. Because he's a guy who just had an Achilles, and he's over 30. So you got to see how he responds to that. The Achilles is different, dude.
Eckler will turn 31 in May. Hasn't played a complete season since 22. In 2 years with Washington, he's been productive, but has missed a ton of time.
Yeah.
I think the roster has got to get younger. One guy that's going to be a free agent that I think you do want to bring back completely, I'm curious if you agree, Mariota.
Yeah.
I think Marcus is your backup.
Marcus definitely comes back.
I think you want Marcus back. Andrew Wiley, who's been a versatile, he's now a backup. He's been a starter for them at various times. There was some talk about other teams being interested in him at the trade deadline. Wiley's a clear price question to me.
Yep. But he can play so many positions.
Eckler's doing Netflix for the Christmas Day games. He's going to work. I think he's in studio for them. And I recognize people are like, oh, that's weird. He's still on the team. This has started to happen more and more with veteran players. They get a little bit of TV work while they're still under contract. Greg Olsen did this. Yep. Like, it's not unheard of.
Everybody does it.
A
lot of people do it now.
I wonder, though, a dude like Eckler coming back from an Achilles, like you said, maybe he doesn't, but does he choose to hang it up?
He could, but like I think the thing about it, the team has to realize what position they're in. They tried to go get all the veteran players, okay? But I think when they hired Adam and all, they wanted to do this thing for the long haul. Getting guys over 30 on one-year deals is not for the long haul. So maybe, like we said, they got to the NFC Championship game. They tried to go for it. Didn't work. Now you got to get back to that plan. And that plan comes by getting younger people.
What about a guy like Bobby Wagner?
Price again. And you got to realize, eventually you got to move from it. You can't keep kicking that can down the road. So at this point, do you feel McGee is giving you a little bit more? Do you think he's going to be able to take a step next year? Those things come to play.
Tell you what's pretty incredible. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a future Hall of Famer. Bobby turns 36 in
Bobby's real.
June.
I mean, he built different. His mindset is different. So when you get guys of that ilk, you don't have to worry about them having a hangnail and then be out and stuff like that.
I also think Bobby can help a football team, period. He needs to be in the right role.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked. You know, he just bought a piece of the Seattle WNBA team. He's got a lot of interest outside of football. He's turning 36. Maybe he just, I don't know how that will shake out, but that's an interesting one. Zach Ertz is another interesting one. I think he's 34. Von Miller is another interesting one.
Von's not here.
Von, I'm almost surprised, didn't get traded just so he could go to a contender at this stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't be shocked, and I don't expect this, but like, if Von got released in December just to give him a chance to go sign with a contender, I wouldn't be shocked by that at this point. Like, that's a dude who put in a specialized pass rush role can still help a team in January. Mm-hmm. And this team is not going to be one of those teams. Vaughn turns 37 in March.
Mm-hmm.
One dude on this list I would like to see back is Jacob Martin. And I don't think that's going to – Jacob Martin's been good.
Yeah. Then I told you that about him early.
You liked
early
him.
Early on.
You liked him. Yeah. All right. Maybe we open the phones on some of this free agency stuff. I think they recognize they got to get younger. They got to get faster. You need more speed. Nobody go anywhere. It is Bemidji and Finley. Who's in charge of the AAA poll questions of the day? And frankly, I don't think this is much of a question because the answer is all of it. The Bemidji and Finley AAA poll question of the day. How many NFL games will you watch on Thanksgiving? There's now three games.
I'm watching all three.
There's 12:30, 4:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm not going to watch all of none of them, but I'm going to watch a piece of all of them.
I agree with
because
that.
Because I'm not going to be sitting still. I'm going to be doing stuff, moving.
You're going to have that, the grandbabies climbing all over is what you're going to have.
Well, you know, I could just put a bike in front of him and give her like an iPad or something and have Bluey on there. I'm good.
Shout out to Bluey. Bluey's
Bluey,
good.
Bluey.
And, have you watched Bluey yet?
Yeah, I watched Bluey.
Bluey's funny, dude.
Bluey and Miss Riri.
Bluey is by far the best kids show.
Hey.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you laughed at it?
No, I don't really enjoy it. I just like the fact that it keeps her still.
Trying to explain Bluey to those that have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family of Australian dogs that talk and go to work.
Yeah.
It's a hard explanation.
But it's a little weird.
When you've seen Bluey, you enjoy it. All right, the AAA poll today is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA. Plus, exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. All right. So the question, relatively simple. How many NFL games will you watch on Thanksgiving? One, two, or three? I'm going to vote for three.
Me too.
65% of people have voted for three. 20% say two. 14% say one. What the real debate here, what constitutes watching the game?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You got sitting down and like locking in.
You have to
in?
Watch the whole, but like the thing about I never sit down. I'm walking back and forth and looking here and looking there. Got it on, and then outside is when I'm normally cooking, I have the radio on. You're doing something.
So my Thanksgiving, I will be at my in-laws. I will be at Lou and Joyce's house.
So you're going to find a way to lie and say you got something to do and be watching the game like you did last time?
Yeah. What I like to do, I don't know if I'm going to be the godfather, but I know my wife is about to be her godmother. The youngest baby now of all the cousins, of all the grandkids that will be at my mm-hmm. in-laws, which is just an astonishing amount of kids running around and screaming. Hopefully the weather's all right and they can go outside. Otherwise it gets way too loud. But anyway,
I'm an old ass man.
Well, dog, I like to hold the baby because generally now if she starts crying,
so now what, you hold the baby so you don't have to do anything.
I just chill and hold the baby and watch football.
So somebody hearing that right now, you won't be holding the baby.
I'm still helping.
No, you're not.
Somebody got to hold the baby. Let me hold the baby.
I need you to carry out trash and do something.
That's one of the few things I do at my in-laws. I'm good. I'm on trash duty.
All right.
Let's be real about what I'm bringing to the table. Just about nothing. I'm not going to cook anything.
I got a call from Scotty yesterday. Scotty texted me.
Scotty?
When you were talking about cooking, Scotty said, this dude really can't cook, right? So he said, you're horrible, is what he said.
I do not consider myself much of a cook. I can grill steaks. I can grill cheeseburgers, hot dogs. I can cook a little salmon. Mm-hmm. Chicken thighs I can do. I know how to steam vegetables. I can bake a potato.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a long list. I can make good breakfast potatoes.
Give you your baked beans recipe.
Maybe I should make baked beans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what also will piss my mother-in-law off? I've done this before. She has a plan. Like, things are planned.
Uh-huh.
Different daughters are bringing different foods. There's appetizers. Everything's planned.
So you just bring some?
Sometimes I just roll in with a bunch of chips. I just hit Harris Teeter, and I'll buy like eight different bags of chips.
And you just get it, whatever. Nobody even eat the flavors that you buy, probably.
No, dude. People love chips, always. And I'm an Utz man, but I'm...
But Thanksgiving, you shouldn't be bringing no damn chips.
Maybe I will. Because then I'll just put the bag on the counter, which also doesn't fly. They need to be in a bowl. So maybe I'll do that just to mess with Joyce tomorrow. Just roll in with 8 bags of chips.
You might get shot.
My plan was to bring nice wine.
That always works.
Everybody likes nice wine. She likes Sancerre. I was going to get a bottle of Sancerre and then a nice bottle of red.
She likes cabs?
Well, the Sancerre is like its own white from France. Mm-hmm. She likes cabs and pinots. I was going to maybe get a bottle of The Prisoner.
What's the wine? Remember I told you this wine it's a knockoff of Camus, and it's real good.
The Bonanza?
Yeah.
I told you about that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't.
I did.
No.
I found Bonanza.
Monica told me about Bonanza.
I told Monica then.
No, you did.
I am bananas. Bananas. I am bananas.
Yeah, you
I
are
am...
bananas. That's the whole thing. The Bonanza is damn good.
It is good.
They are exactly the same.
I had a glass of that yesterday. But then AR went big and did the Stag's Leap, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to get some nice wine. But like all of the – one thing cool with my in-laws, especially – I don't know if she's going to try to make us all sit down at a table. Like – I vote we don't. It's kind of a disaster, but I'm guessing we will.
You know, man, women like that, man.
Shelby's the oldest of the kids. Shelby's 10. There are then 10 children younger than her.
So Shelby gets to help out grandma.
Yeah, but it's chaos, dude. So
Shelby's going to be the one that say, Dad, you need to just sit down and eat with everybody else.
I will. Brian, I do what I'm told. I think you've learned that about me. but I vote... We just kind of eat wherever. I don't think that's going to pass. But
nah,
that's
you don't
want
to do that with the kids because all the stuff ends up on the couch.
Well, what they do with the kids, so they have a big counter, and they put all the kids there. And then because there's babies, I mean, there's – I don't know how old – Alicia's youngest is – how does that go? Amelia, Ava, Andy is their youngest, who's probably like 18 months old-ish. Mm-hmm. I should probably know this. I don't. Lila is a baby. Lila's like – 10 months old, 9 mm-hmm. months old, something like that. So she's like, I don't know. We'll see. But those two usually have high chairs, and then all the other kids are in chairs, and it's just pure chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. But
They might just disinvite you.
Mitch Tischler back from Africa. Wow. Come say hi on Monumental, big man. The games will all be on, right? Like... 12:30, I'll probably still be. The other thing, and if my sister-in-law's hear this, I don't care. The other thing that complicates Thanksgiving is because their kids are so young, they all have to take naps. When my kids were young, nobody cared about the nap schedule. We just had to conform to everybody else. But now that there's a lot of younger kids, I am thrust into this nap schedule world, which I don't really care for, frankly.
So what's the nap schedule? You got to turn down the noise?
No, they can't come to the thing yet.
What you mean?
Like, in my ideal world, Brian, so Lauren's got me waking up and running tomorrow, which I'm not necessarily thrilled about. I got a turkey trot. Then I get to go home. You know one thing they have at the turkey trot?
She running with you?
She said her shin splints are acting up.
So why you got to run if she's not going to run?
Shelby's going to run with her friend. Shelby's a good little runner.
I got to ask these questions.
I'm in charge of Ainsley tomorrow, which is its own challenge.
That shin splints ain't acting up. Boy, you fall for anything. And what that was is, listen, I'm going to chill, and you're going to go through with these damn kids. You got to babysit, like you always say.
Exactly. Now, when you get done with the run, they do have a bar, which is nice. But it's a Bloody Mary bar. I'm not really a Bloody Mary guy.
They're good, though.
You know what I do? I go get a Gatorade, and I have a little caddy cocktail to start my Thanksgiving day.
Mm-hmm.
So from Turkey Trot, we'll probably go back to our house for a while. I would like this event to start around 2. We all get to my in-laws around 2, maybe some apps, hang out for a bit, maybe eat around 4, and then we head home at like 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
I'm home on my couch, in my chair, 3 TVs working.
Keep talking, bro. You might end up on your couch the whole day.
I'm just telling you what
I'm
I want to happen,
I'm
Brian.
I'm just saying.
But what doesn't happen, because all these babies need naps, is nothing happens till like 5 because the kids kind of nap from like 2 to 4, and then
you got to wait till the babies nap for you to eat.
B, I'm telling yes. Does that make any sense? No.
I like Joyce, and I like Lou. So I'm not trying to get into no issues.
Lou and Joyce will never admit this. I bet they're not thrilled about the nap schedule.
Hell
either.
No, it don't make sense. I'm hungry. The baby's going to take a nap because they full.
Right.
Nah, I need to eat.
Right. So.
Well, you know what? Just stop and grab you a snack.
I mean, I will. I still have Paisanos left over. I, I'm, I had that chicken cheesesteak yesterday.
That's if I was him, I would tell you can't come to my house. Stay at your own damn house. But your family can come.
So if I had to guess, and I don't know what the plan is, but my guess is we all go out there around 5, and then it's like appetizers, then dinner, but then all the young kids got to leave, so it just becomes this like very condensed, chaotic couple hours, which is fine. I'm going to sit on the chair. They have great chairs, and I'm going to watch football. Now, will I be locked in every game,
To the table tomorrow, right?
No. No. Because Lou and Joyce want to watch the games. Everybody there wants to watch the games, too.
They may not want to watch it now since you've been bashing them on TV, on radio.
I don't think I'm bashing anybody.
Oh, this is bashing, Jay.
What is bashing?
You don't like nothing. You don't like the fact that the kids got to go to sleep, and they didn't give you any damn respect when you were when you had the
kids. That was a little bashing.
And all this, you bashing them, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you may get to the door, and they may have a hand in your chest.
You know what I'll do? I'll go home, and I'll sit in my chair, I'll have three TVs.
Lauren's going to take the keys,
and Lauren will bring
hand
me
in your chest.
Lauren will bring me leftovers.
You're going to sit on the outside. You got a porch, you'll be on the porch, and not, you're going to be on the back deck.
I may have spoke too much there. That's possible. I will watch all three of the games. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium. You will, like, the games will be on. I will be watching. I'll be locked into every fourth quarter, certainly. I think that's how most people operate. And what's good about this Thanksgiving, all three games are bangers. We're going to figure out which one's the best. Phone lines open at noon. Nobody go anywhere. All right, B. I have to be at the Matha at 6:30. Time you think I need to leave? I'm currently in Ashburn, for those listening.
6:30?
5?
You got to leave by 5. Well, the traffic is low today. People were rolling yesterday.
I think we're lucky in that. I think I'm lucky that it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I thought of, though? Commanders, Broncos, 8 o'clock start Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the worst traffic day of the year up and down the East Coast.
People be coming back?
So.
Some people going to wait till Monday.
Sunday is known as, like, the day. So if you, if you're going to that Commanders game, just prepare for the Beltway.
I'm going to leave early.
I recommend it. I mean, you and I got to get there early anyway.
Yeah.
Game's on our air, so I got to be there very early. Depending how early I get there, I might try to do a lap. With the night games, I try to do a lap through the parking lots and hang out at tailgates and say what's up to people. We'll see if I accomplish that. I did want to bring something to your attention, though, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is point out the facts that there are so many better options for the Thanksgiving meal to be centered around, and because of what the pilgrims ate 300 years ago, we're all stuck with turkey. I have factual data to present that people aren't feeling turkey.
What's the data?
Turkey consumption in America has dropped 25% since its peak in 1996.
Yeah, that's because it's expensive as hell today compared to what it was.
Turkeys are now bigger than they ever were, so you get more dollar per poundage than you ever did. So you're getting more value out of bigger turkeys than you ever got before. People are still buying less of it.
That's not true.
It's a fact.
It's just they cost way more money.
Doug, that's also not true. I'm reading from
Just go in the store. You see it's true.
I'm reading from Sherwood News.
I don't care about Sherwood News. I walk in Giant right now. I tell you the turkey is more expensive than it was last year.
Turkey season is back, and so is the price war for another inflation-squeezed Thanksgiving. Last month, Walmart rolled out its cheapest turkey deal since 2019,
mm-hmm.
offering a complete 10-person holiday meal for under $40. Aldi announced a similar $40 package, while Kroger joined in with a meal bundle priced at under $4.75 per person.
Yeah, it ain't that Giant.
I'm just telling you.
It ain't that at Wegmans. It ain't that at damn Whole Foods.
How much is a turkey?
They're expensive as hell these days. Especially when you see, that's the frozen turkeys, too. You don't know when they froze them damn turkeys. I like fresh turkeys.
The average turkey now weighs about 32 pounds, nearly double its size.
JP, there's not a 32-pound turkey in the damn grocery store. So whoever you're reading is giving you a bunch of BS. I have never seen a 32 damn pound turkey.
Consumption of turkey has dropped 25%, while chicken, pork, and beef have come to dominate Americans' protein choices.
You just said 32-pound turkey. And that's not bad. I want somebody to call in and tell me right now that you saw a 32-pound turkey in the store somewhere.
Turkey consumption is at its 30-year low last year.
Last year they had a crazy little thing happen last year right before Thanksgiving.
The Pilgrims should have served prime rib.
Well, I tell you like this, bro. I like turkey.
You like everything.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, these are facts.
But they ain't no facts. They lied to you. Where the 32-pound turkey at? You can ride that damn turkey. I mean, that's not a turkey. That's an ostrich.
All right, I'm looking up turkey prices near me. You can get...
fresh?
Butterball?
Yeah, I want it fresh.
You get a Butterball premium turkey from Target for $19 right
fresh?
Now.
Fresh?
What constitutes fresh? They're all dead.
No, fresh. The turkey is not frozen hard as a damn brick outside.
So you want me to Google fresh turkey prices?
Yeah. I want a damn hard-ass turkey.
Fresh whole turkey prices near us are around $269 to $329 per pound.
Yeah.
At stores like Wegmans and the Fresh
Market. At one point, you can get them things by $199, $169 a pound.
Well, dog, I don't know where – I don't think we really have Kroger or Publix around us. But according to Google, you can get a fresh turkey for
your Google working down in damn North Carolina.
$1.69 at Kroger.
Mm-hmm. $1.69 in Kroger. Down somewhere down south. What is roll that close to the city, they're on double.
Dude, Walmart has Shady Brook Farm turkeys for 39 cents a pound.
Yeah. Frozen.
I guess those are frozen. If you want fresh. Which, the notion of something that's fresh that is dead seems kind of silly.
Fresh just means it's not frozen food.
Now, are you buying fancy-ass turkey or are you buying organic? Because that's $5.79 a pound.
I have bought those before, but I don't like to buy them.
How big is a turkey? 10 pounds?
Nah, I normally get them anywhere, for the most part, 14 to 16, but I'll get up to a 20, 22-pounder.
If you're buying a 20-pound turkey.
I've never seen a 32-damn-pound turkey. So that thing that told you facts, lying to you.
Bob's Turkey Farm sells fresh whole turkeys for 30 to 32 pounds at $5.15 a pound. Facts.
How much? $5 and how much a pound?
Five.
So that turkey is 100 and something damn dollars.
But that's like a organic, you're going to Bob's Turkey Farm.
Yeah, and you know what? An organic turkey not getting up to 30-something pounds. The organic turkeys look rather skinny. They look like a damn duck.
All I'm saying is whoever Pilgrims should have made prime.
Whoever that thing you pulled lied to you. A 32-pound turkey.
I'm looking at Walmart right now. You get an $18 turkey.
Yeah.
How long does it take to thaw a turkey?
Depending on how you're thawing it.
Did Jeff bring a frozen turkey to your house once?
Nah, it wasn't frozen.
It was just huge.
Well, it probably bought it frozen, but by the time it got to my house, it wasn't frozen anymore.
AAA poll today. What's the best part of Thanksgiving? Landfill gave three options: food, football, family. Right now, the voting: 43% food, 14% football, 43% family.
For what?
Food and family are tied for first.
Mm-hmm.
The food is
Some people think the food is their family.
Some people might hate their family.
To be honest,
it's
with
just
you,
reality.
Well, you know, I say family because my family can cook. My family can cook. See, I make sure that they, you know.
Our guy Deacon is on the line. Let's check in with Deacon.
Deacon, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Hey, first of all, it's raining out here, so y'all be careful on your way home.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, hey, look, y'all already know, man. It's going to be family first. Now, everybody just calm down. We're going to have family first, then we're going to do some food. Then after we eat, we're going to do the football thing. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the night game. I probably will go to sleep and wake up.
Yeah, that tryptophan will get you, brother.
Tryptophan will get you. All right, thanks, D.
But you know what? I was telling Jeffrey that ain't nobody coming to his house because when they come through the front door, the first thing they're going to smell is feet.
Thanks, D.
That's because he cooked them pig feet.
Better than my family having a mouthful.
Speaking of a mouthful, Rooster's here. Hello.
Wow. Roos,
what's up,
an introduction.
That's quite the introduction. How are you, boys?
Yo, what's up?
B, you know, I was driving home yesterday and had Rooster on, and he was calling us cookie cutter radio.
No. See, you misinterpreted
that.
No.
He said, I'm not one of those shows that does cookie cutter radio like all the other shows.
I didn't say all the other shows. I said like some shows be. And then I explained to JP privately what shows I was referring to.
What were they?
He conveniently,
I don't remember.
No, that's not going to air, which he conveniently ignored.
All right, food, family, or football?
Yeah, you guys aren't cookie cutter. I like your style. It's a little rambunctious. It's a little crazy. It's a little...
It's all up above board over here.
Yeah.
Over there, I don't know what the hell is coming out of that sometimes.
Bruce, there's a poll question we're trying to get
you
to answer.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, you brought it up.
Food,
I mean,
family, football.
Yeah,
what's
more important?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Food.
You don't like family?
I like family. I like football, but food is the main event.
Wow.
I mean, there is no questions asked.
You say to hell with...
You start at like 9 o'clock in the morning with the big green egg. You got to get the smoke. You got to get the smoke roll.
No, I asked you this question. Why do you get up that early to cook that food for your family, right?
Yeah.
So the family is more important, right?
Yeah, but here's the deal.
I don't get up at 5 o'clock to cook for food or for no damn
CB,
football.
I've seen how you operate with your, you know.
You also report brown at sunrise.
I mean, but still, it helps me get through my family.
So here's the thing that's going to shock you. A big fat guy like me has never had a fried turkey.
That's never once, dog.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Christmas, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Will you go over to...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring the turkey over and we'll fry it up.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I put mine in a big, like, an oven turkey bag.
Are you going to be able to do that Christmas? Because we got
the
game.
It won't be Christmas Day. We have to do something before or after.
We'll do that.
If it's not Christmas Day, I'm going to try to come.
Yeah, everybody coming but Landfill. Landfill's not our family.
Yeah, Landfill's got a lot going
Landfill's
on.
Landfill's not our family.
There's a lot of things on YouTube that day.
Whoa.
B-Mitch, I tried. I was going to come over for Thanksgiving.
Anyway, no, you weren't.
I'm a sausage guy.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't know I was coming in. I just went to go say hello to the boys, and you're like, get Roost in here.
Not true. He saw Chick-fil-A and then came in.
Did I have any Chick-fil-A? Did I ask for any Chick-fil-A?
Yes. Because you walked in and recognized the
boys. Don't worry about it, Roost. Ain't nothing here. I ate all that.
So are you saying that the only time I come over to say hello and to drop season's greetings is because I want food?
Most times.
This show has been on the air for four years.
Not all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys like, hold me in such little regard.
Landfill has a...
That's not a cookie cutter opinion.
This show has been on the air for 4 years. Chris Russell knows that if he walks into this room, JP's going to try to put him on air. He only comes over here when he wants that.
I mean, I only heard part of it, but that is not true. I come over almost every day to say hello. Well, I always walk in and say, what's up, boys? What's going on? And some of you ignore me. Like White Brian always ignores me. I mean, I can hardly get like even a hello out of him when I run into him in the hallway.
He can't talk.
Jeff looks at me like I'm trying to arrest him for murder. And Landfill, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what
Landfill
you do,
don't
man.
Like you.
No,
yo,
Landfill has never liked me.
I think Landfill legit hates most of us.
I think so too.
I'm not on Landfill.
I know he hates you, but he's hated me for 15 years.
I've
been around for 15 years.
To go
with a 5-year break
and say,
in between.
Hey, big boy. To go up to him and say, hey, big boy.
I got to say, I didn't know how much I would enjoy Rooster calling him White Brian, but that really made me laugh. That was pretty good.
I mean, is that not what you call him?
Yes.
Okay.
That's his name.
We already have a Brian. He went to a wedding in Atlanta that was Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He showed up to work today. He took off Monday.
He walked.
And Sunday.
He had to walk back.
He's like, man, to hell with work. I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah.
That's kind of his attitude.
Just taking a day off on a Monday. I mean, who would do something like that?
Not me.
Not me.
That's right. You guys never take any time off.
Nah, we do.
You take time off, Roost.
We get told to take time off because
we do get told to take time off.
Because we normally just like to come in here and
I don't think B, I
shoot the breeze with I, Louise, tell Ruth.
Yeah, B, you don't take that much time off. JP, I think you and I
I've started to take time off this year. I've taken my full amount of vacation, I think, within maybe a day or two this year for the first time in 12 years.
What's the full amount? I don't know what the full amount is because I'm trying to go over that this year.
Take the over.
Read the employee guide. It's like 3.5 weeks.
Seasoned rooster.
I promise you I'm not going to read the employee guide.
Not me neither.
However.
Yes.
Your first plate of Thanksgiving, what's it look
like? I heard this question on my way in. I mean, it's got to be dark meat turkey like you guys with gravy, right? Still, even though it's dark meat.
I don't put gravy on
it. You got to put a little gravy on it. Mashed potatoes.
You don't need gravy.
Stuffing. And I would say that's a great first plate.
Just that alone.
Now, you can always add more to it if you want, but you got to have room for the gravy. The gravy is like is the,
you know what I say, the end gravy, all be all. I say gravy is hiding the fact that your meat just don't taste
no,
good.
No. Whoa.
That's what I
the importance.
Now I haven't taken a ruler to this thing. There was at least some sort of drop that can be used there.
The importance of gravy makes my point of turkeys.
Well, I've been going Thanksgiving with my family and all for years. We never had gravy.
Ever?
Never.
How?
We don't need no damn gravy.
On mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes? No, I don't serve no damn mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving.
Why wouldn't you serve mashed potatoes?
Everybody serves cornbread dressing. No, everybody don't.
Most people.
Dressing, rice dressing.
What's rice dressing?
Just like dirty rice.
Yeah, I didn't get that when you said it the first time. So whatever that is, yeah, I didn't get that.
All that.
I mean, stuffing and mashed potatoes. That's it.
I have no gravy.
You need some gravy.
This is a two Americas thing?
You need some natural juices from the turkey. And by the way, my turkey turns out amazing because I put it in an oven bag, right? So all the juices just kind of circulate around. And then you smash a little sausage underneath the breast.
I'm an annoying loud voice.
And it just renders down. It's amazing.
Hold on. You put sausage in your turkey?
I got to go do a thing.
Jeff asked a real question. You put sausage in your turkey?
Yes.
I've never heard
Because you get a little of that sage and savory, and it melts right down. It renders right down into the turkey breast.
Hold on.
It's amazing.
Is it in the stuffing? If it's in the stuffing, I understand.
You guys cannot say anything to me about, I know how to cook. Now, I'm not as good as B, but I know how to cook.
What does that have to do with putting sausage on?
Now, I haven't taken a ruler
Bruce
to this thing.
Just coming in
but
hot
it's at
today.
Least 12 inches.
I think he's pissed he didn't get any Chick-fil-A from Curtis.
Oh,
Bruce,
boy.
As a parting gift, we have an anonymous benefactor that sends us boxes of potato chips.
That's nice.
Feel free to help yourself to a bag of Hers salt and vinegar.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very kind.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Rooster Show starts in 40 seconds.
Doll fans, go doll fans.
I don't even know that he took a minute to breathe during the 10 minutes he was in here. That was that was a whirlwind. Nobody go anywhere.
I think we messed up the TV schedule this time.
All righty, folks. B. Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. We are excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our friend, Mr. Brandon Stokely. Brandon, what's up, dude? How you been?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's happening with you, young man?
Everything is going good. Getting ready for the holidays over here in Denver. Been watching some good football. And so, you know, we just had a bye week also. I know y'all did as well this past week. So looking forward to the stretch run here. Got 6 games left. And, you know, everyone's excited about the Broncos this year. A little bit different over there in D.C.?
Yeah, it's been a little different this year. What's different about Denver this year compared to last year?
Defensively, they've taken a step forward, and they were pretty good defensively last year. And Bo, offensively, I don't want to say he's better than what he was last year. They have a better running game than what they had last year. You got a couple of young playmakers outside of Courtland Sutton that have stepped up and made some plays here. But they just figured out ways to win games, and it hasn't always been pretty, but their defense has been great. Their defense has been really good, and they figured out ways in the fourth quarter to make some timely plays. You know, it's a fine line in the NFL between winning and losing, and right now they're doing it when it matters the most in the fourth quarter.
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With that defense, the way they get after the passer, how, I mean, you were on some great teams. How good is this defense? Because the numbers, the advanced numbers, the analytics all suggest this is a serious, serious Broncos D.
Yeah, you know, there's no weakness. Obviously, they have a great secondary. In the last few weeks, they've been playing without Pat Surtain, and we'll see what his situation is going to be. But I'm expecting him to play. So you have a lot of depth in that secondary. Your inside linebackers are good, solid players, and then your front. You know, you got interior guys, and you got guys coming off the edge that can just get after the quarterback. They're young, they're athletic, and they have depth there also. So they can just waves of guys that just come, you know, fresh off the bench. So there's really no weakness with this, with that Broncos defense. The one thing that you can try to do against them is establish a run and run the football. I think that's the best way to try to keep the football, slow down that pass rush a little bit, is by establishing the run.
You know, I do a little thing here for this. I do pre and post game with the team, and they were asking the three ways you could beat a number one defense. I said, run the ball, which means you stay ahead of the chains. If you don't stay ahead of the chains, you're in trouble. Because, like you said, their pass rush will get to you. So Washington, they better try and run the ball. They like to throw it. They better figure out a way to run it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You got to run the football. You're right. You got to stay, you know, in manageable down and distances. Because if not, against that Broncos defense, and I don't know what Washington's offensive line has been like this year, but, man, I mean, they can just flat out, they can pin their ears back and get after you. And Vance Joseph, their defensive coordinator, has done a great job with them. You never know when they're bringing pressure, when they're not bringing pressure, and they don't have to bring pressure to get after the quarterback. So you're right, B. Mitch. The best way to do that is by running the football.
We're talking with Brandon Stokely here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most dependable HVAC products in the DMV. You can listen to Brandon in the mornings in Denver on 104.3 The Fan, Stokely and Evans with Mark Schlereth. That's a whole lot of personalities right there. You got Stink chiming in, too.
Oh, Stink.
The Broncos have been really remarkable in the fourth quarters. They've just closed out games. The last time we saw them do that was against the Chiefs. How much of that is a credit to Sean Payton? How much of that is a credit to Bo Nix? It's the way they have closed tight games is pretty remarkable.
No, it really has been. I think you got to give everyone a little bit of credit. And they just believe that they're going to find ways to make plays. And Bo, you know, when you got a young quarterback and that quarterback's still developing, you know, you're going to have some moments throughout the course of the season or games where it doesn't look very good. But when you want them to play at their best is when it matters the most, and that's late in football games. So the defense has done a great job in a lot of these games of keeping it close. And then offensively, they just figure it out. So they got guys that are clutch, you know, whether it be at the wide receiver position or certainly Bo Nix. He's just played his best when it mattered the most in the fourth quarter.
Brandon, we're dealing with a situation here where Jaden Daniels, guy, he's been banged up a little bit this year, but many people feel he should just wait till next year. Many people that are not involved with football believe he should just wait till next year. You have played in this league, and you understand how players think. Can you explain to people why players don't just say, hey, I'm going to ride off in the sunset? Why players want to work so hard to get back, and why coaches try to get them back on the field?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what you do. This is what you love to do. This is your job. And you only have, you know, now it's 17 games to play. That's it. And so every game is precious. Every game matters, and if you're trying to develop young players, they all matter. And I think every situation is different and unique, and times have certainly changed when it comes to load management, resting guys, not, you know, looking out for your future where, you know, I know when you played and even when I played early on, you're not really – teams aren't really concerned about 2 or 3 years down the road. But so times have definitely changed when it comes to figuring out how to – take care of guys and hopefully keep them healthy for the long haul. So I kind of understand both arguments there, but you definitely understand. And you're talking about a young quarterback that's still trying to grow, still trying to get better, and every rep matters for this guy. But certainly his health matters also. You would hate to get him dinged up heading into the off season, which is going to be an important off season for Washington, trying to get back on track, get back things going like they were last year. So what's the buzz over there? Is he going to be sitting out the rest of the year, or they're taking it week by week?
Well, they're taking it week by week, and based off of the conversation, it's a possibility he could be playing next week. You know, not this week, I don't think for sure, but he could possibly be back. But, you know, but I look at that crowd who say, don't play him, don't play him, don't play him, and then when he starts off slow next year, well, you should have played him. You know, I don't think people have the right to have the cake and eat it too in that argument.
Yeah, no, you're certainly right. And again, you know, he's in his second year, so all these reps matter, and so you know, it's a tough thing to try to keep guys healthy, but also, you know, these game reps, you don't get to do these things in the off season. You know, off season is two hand touch. You're not putting on pads. It's 7-on-7 football, so when you get live, real football practice and game situations, those are very valuable.
Yes.
Talking with Brandon Stokely here on the Rude Guest Hotline, what is the feeling around this Denver team? Does it feel like a Super Bowl team?
I mean, they have the confidence and that they can go all the way. And I was... You know, it was a head-scratcher to me before the season started. I had them taking a little bit of a step back this year. I thought they might win 8 or 9 games. So I'm shocked that they're sitting at 9-2 right now. I think they get it from their coach, Sean Payton. He's got a swagger about him. He's not afraid to put it out there. You know, he called it before the season. You know, I think he's had 6 Super Bowl teams, and this is the 7th that, you know, he feels like could make a big-time run. And he's been spot on. And so they do. They have that confidence that, you know, they can win close games. They can beat anyone in the league. They've gone on the road. They beat Philly. They beat Kansas City at home. So they're that type of group. You know, they're 2 last-second walk-off field goals from being 11-0. Now, do I think they're that great of a football team? No, I don't, because offensively they have moments that you just watch and you say, what the heck is going on out here? But in the end, they believe that they're a really good football team. They're a well-coached football team. They got the right guys, too, the right character guys in the locker room. So they're a well-built football team right now that believes they can make a big-time run this year.
I wanted to ask, obviously Courtland Sutton is kind of the alpha receiver out there. He got paid this past offseason. But that young man, Troy Franklin, I don't know much about him, but he is a player, dude. And I feel like that might be certainly a position you know plenty about, playing wide receiver. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Franklin? Is he a rookie or maybe a second-year player?
Second-year guy, fourth-round pick out of Oregon. And he has really taken a big step forward. His first training camp a year ago after he got drafted in the fourth round, he was horrible. He had a terrible training camp. A lot of people thought that he would get cut and not even make the football team. And he made the team. And this year's camp, I mean, he looks totally different. He's a guy that competes. He works hard. He's a fast guy. He's a deep threat. Now, he will drop probably one ball a game or so, but you kind of live with that. Because he's brought a lot to the table this year opposite of Courtland Sutton. The other guy, Pat Bryant, who's a rookie third-round draft pick out of Illinois, is another tough guy, compete. So, like I said, they got the right makeup of guys in that locker room and on the team and at the wide receiver position. So, you don't have a Jamar Chase, you don't have a Justin Jefferson, but you got the right guys for this young quarterback, Bo Nix, to continue to develop around.
You see, Sean, like, I know a lot of coaches sometimes, you know, they speak brash. They take the pressure off of their team so they don't have to. Do you view Sean in that way?
Yeah, I do. I really do, because it was a little bit of a head-scratcher of why he said that this offseason, that this was the seventh team that he feels could go to the Super Bowl. I thought it put the spotlight on the team, but when you take a step back, you say, you know, he wants them to believe, because he wants them to know that he believes in them. And if anything, hey, put the heat on me. Put the heat on the head coach if they don't succeed and we don't do what I think we can do. And so he's not afraid of the smoke. He's not afraid of the criticism. And that's what you love about him. You know, he has that edge about him that it makes it fun to cover him and his football teams.
Talking with Brandon Stokely here. You can listen to Brandon on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Of course, played ball with the Broncos, the Giants, Ravens, two-time Super Bowl winner. They called him the slot machine as a slot receiver back in the day.
Bad man. Raging Cajun, baby.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I wanted to sneak one in if I could. I know you're a little younger than me, so you guys didn't play together, but your father was the coach in Lafayette when B. Mitch was playing. What would your dad say about coaching Brian Mitchell?
Probably the toughest football player that he's ever coached, a quarterback that could have played any position on the football field, and just a competitor. I grew up, you know, around Brian Mitchell, because I was always there. I went on road trips. I was in that locker room all summer long, you know, messing around with those guys, being out on the football field. So I was around that locker room, and but you're talking about a guy that could do it all, and it was, you know, as tough of a football player and competitor as you'll ever find. So I think that's what he would say, you know. And I look at my dad, and he's probably got, like, you know, I played for my dad, but other than myself, hopefully I'd be at the top. You know, you got three players that, you know, he loved more than anyone. It's Brian Mitchell. Orlando, the late, great Orlando Thomas, who played for a while there with the Minnesota Vikings, and throw in Jake Delhomme in there. So those would probably be his three all-time favorites.
I think you'd be up there too, Brandon, just so you know that.
I hope so. I hope I'm in the mix somewhere.
Now, did you, as a younger man, so you were probably like 15, 16, running around the college locker room, roughly?
Younger than that.
Was it younger?
Yeah, younger than that. Yeah, probably middle schoolish. Yeah, middle school.
Now, did you get alerted to any of B. Mitch's non-football related activities?
Nah, I was always in the library.
That's right. I never got alerted to any of that. Never heard about any of those stories either. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So Brandon, do you also know Maniac then?
Yeah,
of course I do.
Now,
with a name like Maniac, how could you not?
Right. We right. can't even pretend that Maniac was in the library all the time. You guys all call him Maniac. As somebody who grew up in Louisiana, and obviously you're really attuned to the game of football, do the radio show in Denver, but like, for B, you guys love Lafayette and the Cajuns, but growing up in Louisiana, everybody kind of still loves LSU. Yeah. Do you think Lane Kiffin's going to take that LSU job, and are you surprised how everything has gone down in Baton Rouge?
Well, am I surprised? No, it is Louisiana, and they do things a lot different in Louisiana. It's all screwed up all the time, right? And so, case in point, what's going on at LSU with Brian Kelly? I mean, are you serious? He's fired. He's not. Never mind. We're just kidding. We really didn't fire him, and now we're firing him later, and now we're firing him for cause. It's just craziness down there. And then you add in the Lane Kiffin situation. Yeah, I do think he's going to LSU. I don't know. If he's not going to LSU, then – what the hell is he doing? Why wouldn't he just say, hey, I'm staying here. I love it here. I'm committed here. They're already going to give you a raise at Ole Miss if you want it. And so, I mean, is your ego that big to where you want to be in the news for another week and everyone talking about you that on Saturday you're just going to come out and say, no, I'm staying here. Such a big distraction with everyone talking about that. You could end it right now if you wanted to. So is it just for the song and dance and for people to talk about you? Are you trying to squeeze out that last $1 million from Ole Miss, here the last, 48 hours? So I don't understand why you wouldn't just come out and say, no, I'm staying. I love it here. And take all those distractions away from his football team if he planned on staying. I think he's going.
He's probably trying to figure out how to get those players to go with him.
Yeah, probably
that could be a different issue.
Hey, if I leave, I need some folks that I recruited to come with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, just ahead of the game Sunday night, does this feel like a pretty comfortable Broncos win for you?
It does, but what gives me pause is they did have a bye. Now, I know Washington had a bye also, and sometimes you get in that routine. You have that bye, and you're a little bit rusty that following week. Plus, you're going, you're traveling, you're all on the road. And we've seen the Broncos play down to their competition. I mean, they should have lost to the Giants. It took this miracle fourth quarter comeback where their offense was terrible. I mean, flat out terrible for three quarters and finally was competent in the fourth quarter. They only beat the Raiders at home 10-7. So, yeah, they're 9-2. And they've had some big wins, but man, they've had some games that have been stinkers, but they figured out how to win them. So, offensively, that's the big key for the Broncos. They get going a little bit. If they can do that, then it's going to be tough for Washington. But, I think if you're a Commanders fan, don't think that just, the Broncos, because they're 9-2, they've been this juggernaut all year long. They really haven't. They just figured out ways to win close games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it should be a pretty fun game. Brandon, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. What are your plans for tomorrow? How much football do you watch? Are you frying up a Cajun turkey? What do you do tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to be watching a lot of football. Also, I ordered about 2 weeks ago from A-Bears down south A-Bears, a stuffed turkey that began thawing out last night. So we'll throw that thing in the oven. And that will make me feel a little bit like I'm back down in Louisiana getting some good food. So happy Thanksgiving to y'all. B. Mitch, always appreciate you, buddy. And, hopefully it's a good game on Sunday.
All right, man.
Let's hope it's fun.
Are you coming up?
I'm not. No chance.
Okay, all right. You don't like travel. I like travel.
No. All right, fellas. Be good.
Thank
right,
you, Brandon.
B, take care, brother.
Appreciate your time. Brandon Stokely, you can hear him on 104.3 The Fan.
That young man can fly.
Mornings in Denver. Yeah, he was really good,
yes.
Dude. I mean, when he was with the Colts, just the numbers with that Peyton offense with Marvin and Reggie Wayne, goodness gracious, man.
Yeah.
Talented player right there. And
yes, he was.
Great guy to chat with. Certainly Denver comes in here with a lot of momentum, a lot of opportunity, but that is why they play the games. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.